And time now for sports. The New Orleans Saints, though, will not be able to go marching into their Superdome, their home stadium, this season. Our own Ron Rappaport joins us from New York. Ron, thanks for being with us. So far, we're hearing San Antonio, Baton Rouge, Los Angeles, perhaps. Where do you think the Saints are going to play, and what do you think they should do?
Well, I think they're going to have four games in San Antonio at least, and Baton Rouge looks like it's coming online. Maybe that's a good idea, Scott, to give them some semblance of order. But I'm sorry they're not following through on another idea that was under consideration, playing every game on the road. I mean, think about it for a minute. They could be really America's team, traveling from city to city, giving press conferences, bringing in people displaced by the hurricane to come to the games and speak, serving as reminders all season long of what happened, what's continuing to happen. And they could certainly donate most of the proceeds from the games to the relief effort. Goodness knows the NFL can afford it.
Genius idea, I don't mind saying.
Well, but thank you.
Let me ask you about the owner, Tom Benson. He's wanted to leave in many ways. Do you think, to put it in a totally fair way, do you think Tom Benson will bail on his city in its greatest hour of need?
Well, I wouldn't want to be him to do that anytime soon, to think about, you know, to even be thinking about that. You know, the Saints have been having some problems in terms of the dome and attendance and all the rest of it, and everybody's got their eye on Los Angeles as a football-deprived city. Mm-hmm. And Benson has ties to San Antonio, has a home there, I believe. But I'd have to think I'd be pretty heartless to be thinking about something like that at this moment.
U.S. Open is continuing. Wasn't that a match between Andre Agassi and James Blake?
Yeah, that was really, really something. You know, Agassi down two sets and down match point and the rest of it. And it looks to me now he's up against Robbie Ginepri, 46 in the country, or 46 seed, and you'd like to think that the TV is going to get the match they want, Scott, Agassi versus Federer in the final.
And the women's final, of course, is tonight. Mary Pierce is back, isn't she?
She is. Elena Dimentieva was a little mad at some of that gamesmanship she was playing with those injury timeouts. Mm-hmm. My money would be on Kim Clijsters tonight. She's won six tournaments already this year. Seems ripe to me to win her first big Grand Slam event.
Yeah, she's playing. She's coming into this at just the right time, doesn't she, I think?
Yeah, no, she's really, really playing well. And it should be an interesting match. I just hope there's as much drama in the final as there was in the semifinals. You know, Clijsters bowling five set points and so on to Sharapova before coming back to win anyway.
Yeah. I got to say, we have a few seconds left. I don't know Robbie Ginepri.
I'm sorry?
I don't know Robbie Ginepri.
Well, I think we're going to find out about him a little bit later.
Okay, he ranked 46. Okay, Ron, nice talking to you.
Always a pleasure, Scott.
Our sports guy here on Weekend Edition and a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.